rent, a reminder. The average asking price nationally to rent a house or apartment is over €2,000, over €2,500 in Dublin, up 6% in the last year in the capital, by 13% in Galway and Dublin, 20% in Limerick. The government says it wants to increase the amount of properties available to rent, that will slow or reduce rent, that it needed to change the rules on rent to encourage more building, and that those changes, announced yesterday, will offer certainty to investors and more security to renters. Ronan Lyons is with us. He's Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin, author of the daft.ie rent report, where those figures we quoted have come from, and former member of the State Appointed Housing Commission. Ronan Lyons, good morning.
Good morning.
How will renting out a new house or a new apartment be different from next March to today?
I think the key change here, there's been obviously a lot of attention on how much rents can increase year on year, but I think the key change is instead what happens when the tenant leaves. Up until now, since rent pressure zones were introduced, if you were in a rent pressure zone, the rent for the new tenant was related to the rent for the old tenant. And that means that if you think about the very first rent you set for a brand new home, that effectively determines that in perpetuity, that no matter how long you go into the future, it's always going to be related in some way to what you charge that first tenant on the first day. From the new system will mean that when the tenant voluntarily leaves, the landlord will have the opportunity to reset the rent to the market level. And so you're no longer linked to that very first rent you set on that very first day. And that may seem like a relatively small change, but what it does is it moves Ireland from one type of rent control system to another, and in particular to a type of rent control system that has less harmful effects on supply. Because you can reset the rent between tenants, that means there's more of an incentive to maintain properties and to keep the quality of, and indeed keep the quantity of rental housing up as well.
So for new houses and new apartments, how will the change and how will rent change from year to year if a tenant doesn't leave?
If a tenant doesn't leave, it's going to be governed by the rate of inflation. At least that's the information we have at the moment. So that will be very little change in practical terms, very little change from the current system where it's the rate of inflation or 2%, whichever is lower. In most of the last 20 years,
so,
the rate of inflation has
been
below 2%.
If I wanted to build a set of new apartments and put them up for rent today, or I put them up for rent in March, why would I be more encouraged to do it in March than I would be now?
So the I suppose the first thing to note is that apartments don't happen that quickly. We sort of know the pipeline is pretty small in terms of what's happening in 2025, the rest of 2025 in terms of new rental housing. So it's not really that there'll be a whole load of stuff being held off or not. I think the interest is more in, will there be new projects proposed now that the rules have changed?
Well, why would there be more likely to be?
So the key bit here is, if you, under the current system since 2021, if you built a new rental home, the most you could ever increase your rent year on year was 2%. And that applied across tenancies. That was in perpetuity. And what that does is, if inflation were to go above 2%, or indeed if your cost of maintenance were to rise faster than inflation, it means that running an apartment block is a losing proposition. So we saw very little investment in new rental housing in Ireland after those rules were changed in 2021, even as investment increased in some jurisdictions. It didn't increase everywhere, but the fall in Ireland was quite harsh. It was about by almost three quarters, and some places saw a fall by a third, some places saw investment rise. So yes, the international environment changed, but Ireland's rules changed as well, and we could see that impact in the investment.
But inflation is much more than 2% at the moment anyway.
That's correct. It's not about the 2% per se. It's about the ability when the tenant leaves to reset to the market. It's known as vacancy decontrol in the rent control world. And it's quite a common feature in other systems. There's lots of rent control systems around the world that have this vacancy decontrol element. When the tenant leaves voluntarily, the landlord is able to reset to the market. And it means that improvements, maintenance and so on can be done without the landlord worrying about whether they can get that money back.
OK, if the tenant leaves voluntarily. There was a lot of talk yesterday about increased security of tenure. This was for all renters. Will people be any more protected from being moved out if the owner of the property wants to sell now?
It seems from what was published yesterday, it seems that there will be greater protections around what are known as no-fault evictions. I think the other thing to note here is the 6 year tenancy cycle as well.
But sorry, Roland, if during those 6 years, sorry to interrupt you, if during those 6 years a property owner wants to sell the property, how is the renter any more protected now than they would have been before?
So there seems to be, from the information that's made available at the moment, seem to be two categories of landlord. So the landlord that owns three or fewer properties will be able to terminate a tenancy if they are looking to sell the property, if they're looking to renovate the property, or they need it for a family member. Those are kind of, they're already conditions in there. Sorry, apologies. That's at the end of a 6 year tenancy. During a tenancy, there are fewer provisions under which any landlord will be able to. But larger landlords face even stricter conditions.
Can they sell during the 6 years?
Terminating tenancy.
Can a property be sold during the 6 years?
So during the 6 years, small landlords will only be able to terminate a tenancy where they face hardship, which is going to be defined in legislation, or where they require the dwelling for an immediate family member. So it looks from
the
information
not the case
available
at the moment.
Pardon me?
Is that not the case at the moment?
They can do that, but there's other circumstances under which they can terminate a tenancy at the moment as well. One question there would be, if you're renting out a property for a family member who is in a nursing home and that they die and you want to sell it in the open market, will you be able to? So I guess some of the devil is going to be in the detail in terms of what hardship means in legislation. But there's a stricter set of circumstances going forward than in the present. And if you're a larger landlord, more than three properties, there's even fewer circumstances. Basically, they've ended no-fault evictions if you're a larger landlord.
We'll be speaking to Mary Lou McDonald shortly. We've been talking to you regularly, almost every quarter, about the cost of rent, about the rise of rent, for years. Is it going to go up again, and by more than under the current rules?
If you don't mind, I think the critical point here is, you know, what will determine rents over the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years is what volume of rental housing there is. In particular, will new rental housing get built? So to answer the question of what's going to happen rents over the next 2 to 5 years, it's really important to understand, will the changes introduced yesterday have an impact on the amount of new rental homes getting built? And I think, being realistic, the answer is, in the Dublin area, I would expect yes. I would expect there to be more projects proposed for new rental housing over the next couple of years than would have been the case if they hadn't changed the rules yesterday. Outside Dublin, I don't expect that to be the case, simply because even rents as high as they are not enough to cover the very high cost of construction we have in this country outside of Dublin. In other words, market rents are very high everywhere, but they're even higher in Dublin, and high enough that they can justify the cost of construction. Outside Dublin, I don't expect this to have an impact in terms of getting new projects started. Perhaps there'll be one or two in Cork and Galway in terms of projects. But realistically, I don't think we're going to see an impact outside the capital.
Do you know who's going to police and enforce all these new rules?
I'm assuming that it will fall on the RTB. That's already their role. Any landlord looking to, for example, terminate a tenancy has to go through the process at the RTB. So I'm assuming that I haven't seen any indication that that's going to change.
Roland, thanks for speaking to us again. That's Roland Lyons, Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin. It's 8:22.